A proposed subdivision ordinance for Mitchell County has sparked concern from some residents. Commissioner Jim Saylor says the ordinance is a good thing.
It will protect future buyers in subdivisions, make sure that they have the availability of water and sewer and utilities, and that they'll have room on a lot to put in a well and also a septic tank without the sewer going over on their neighbor's property, where a well would not be contaminated. It would ensure that when anyone builds a house, that proper vehicles, such as a rated tanker, the ruin with the fire departments, that the first vehicle to a fire call has to be a rated fire truck and not a what we call a brush truck. There has been at least one incident in the county that there was a fire and the rated truck could not get to the house. So they did get a little pickup truck in, and the man that owned the house applied for smoke damage, and when the insurance company came out and looked at it, they refused to send them any more insurance. Contrary to what's been said here tonight, the conditions of the road does affect getting insurance on the house in certain cases with certain insurance companies. That incident would not apply here with the subdivision because that was private property. And it's up to that private individual as to whether or not he wants to improve his road or don't want to improve it. This has nothing to do with zoning, and it has nothing to do with private property rights.
Jim Saylor is a Mitchell County commissioner. The Subdivision Advisory Committee is scheduled to hold meetings in the next few weeks, and these meetings are open to the public. The time and location will be announced. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.